Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, breathing his very life-giving, sustaining breath into your lungs. As you continue to breathe in, just invite his presence. His lordship. His goodness. His nearness. Just invite him into deeper places of yourself. As you breathe out, just breathe out distractions, concerns, responsibilities, tasks, things that lie outside of this space. Just allow God to hang on to those for a while. God, we ask that by the power of your Spirit, you would speak to us through your scriptures, that you would enlighten our minds, that you would fill our souls, that you would lead us into truth, that you would convict us of sin, that you would transform us more into the image of Jesus. Have your way. The author of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 writes, "About this, we have much to say. About this, the deep, advanced mysteries of God and the gospel, we have much to say. And yet, it is hard to explain, since you have become dull or lazy of hearing." God, how would you have us receive these words right now? advanced mysteries of the gospel, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain. Since you have become dull or lazy of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice. To distinguish good from evil. Spirit of God, would you search us and know us and gently expose us? Would you reveal to us what is getting in the way of you revealing the deep, advanced mysteries of yourself, your ways, and the gospel? What right now is making it difficult for us to understand or receive? In what ways are we still immature? Paul in Corinthians says, when I was a child, I spoke, thought, and reasoned in childlike ways. But when I became an adult, I left my childish ways behind. Spirit, show us where we are still living in our childish ways. Continues, brothers and sisters, do not think like children. Yes, be innocent of malices, but be mature in understanding. Lord, how are we still thinking like children? In what ways is our understanding undeveloped? What is keeping us from the deeper, more advanced aspects of your mystery? In Ephesians, Paul expands upon this thought. He says, it was the risen one, Jesus, who handed down to us such gifted leaders, some emissaries, some prophets, some evangelists, as well as some pastor teachers, so that God's people would be thoroughly equipped to minister and build up the body of the Messiah. These ministries will continue until we are unified in faith and filled with the knowledge of the Son of God, until we stand mature in his teachings and fully formed in the likeness of the Messiah, our liberating King. Then we will no longer be like children, tossed around here and there upon ocean waves, picked up by every gust of religious teaching spoken by liars or swindlers or deceivers. Instead, by truth spoken in love, we are to grow in every way into him, the Anointed One, Jesus, the Head. He joins and holds together the whole body with its ligaments, providing the support needed so each part works to its proper design to form a healthy, growing, and mature body that builds itself up in love. God, what do you want to teach each of us today about maturity? How would you call each of us today into greater levels of maturity? And what's getting in the way? God, what sin patterns are we clinging to? What habits of thought are unhealthy that we continue in? In what ways have we hardened our hearts and deafened our ears to the sound of your voice? God, we want to move into maturity. We want to be made more like Jesus. We want to take steps of faith, empowered by your Spirit, towards greater degrees of life. We want to know you more deeply. We want to understand the deeper mysteries. Would you take us on that journey today? Would you help us to be willing participants in that journey today? Would you expose one thing that we need to release? One thing that we need to turn from? One obstacle that's in the way. God, thank you that you are speaking to us through your scriptures, that you are revealing to us what is necessary. Thank you that you desire us to live and walk into greater degrees of maturity. Help us to trust you in your process. Help us to trust your goodness and be willing to have you expose our sin. Jesus, thank you for giving your life for us. Thank you for giving your Spirit to us. May we listen to the sound of your voice and obey today. We ask all of this in your incredible name, your beautiful name, Jesus.